You know, the funny thing about getting a degree in math, which I did, I was by no means anywhere near the top of the class. I mean, for me, math was a choice I made because it was audacious, because it was out of character. More in character for me would have been to become a literature major or a political science or history. Anything that involved writing and people, that would have been the most sort of expected path for me, based on what I liked and what I did in earlier school. And I mean, I was a voracious reader when I was a kid. I mean, always reading books and really getting lost in them in a way that doesn't happen anymore. Hasn't happened in a long time for me. But when I was a kid, it really worked. And but I had a, it's a long story, but I had a freshman year, I had a math professor who was just really good for me, just really reached me. And I, all of a sudden, I understood it. I could do it. It was like, just give me a few positive experiences and somebody up in front of the room who can communicate, who has some degree of empathy or a picture of what's going on in the minds of the people sitting in the room. I mean, this is not impossible, by the way, to do that. I mean, you know, you can think in terms of, well, what have I told this person? What do they understand? And look at their faces and try to get a sense of whether they're following me or not. I swear to God, I mean, there were times in, you know, high school and earlier that people were up in front, teachers were teaching math, and I was looking around at the other students and like nobody was getting it. But they didn't know. They just kept going as if like, okay, fine. Like there weren't even people in the room. And this guy, his name was Godfrey Isaacs, and he was, I think, British, or probably British. He had an accent. And I don't remember much about the classes except that I quite quickly realized I could do it, and I wanted to do it, and I went a lot further than the class required. This was remedial, basically. I had done, like, I basically dropped out of high school, and I needed to get caught up, and I needed, you know, all of a sudden I was very motivated because I realized that, you know, without a college education, I wasn't going to have an interesting life or a very, you know, good life. And so I was just really into it. and then, you know, I went to Tulane University. The first one was at Lehman College. Freshman year was at Lehman College in the Bronx. And then I went to Tulane. Don't ask me why. It was a really not a great decision, honestly. I didn't fit in New Orleans. I was from New York. This was in the early 70s. And if go look at the history. I mean, what was happening in the big cities in America in the late 60s, early 70s was revolution. I mean, seriously, things were changing very rapidly. There was a sense of life and death. Serious, because people were 50,000 people, kids, 50,000 kids, American kids were shipped off to Vietnam and killed. They died. I mean, it was a real frickin' war. And I was draft age, and the draft, and this was a very unpopular war. And it was the first time, and certainly in generations in America, that a war was questioned. I mean, the previous ones, yeah, Korea probably, I don't know. I wasn't really alive for Korea and World War II, obviously. I wasn't World War I, but I know the history, and these were not considered optional wars. But Vietnam was a ridiculously awful war, and so, you know, so that was another reason why you wanted to stay in college, because if you were in college, you didn't get drafted. If you weren't in college, you got drafted. That was it. And I had a low number, and I didn't have any way out, really. So, anyway. And then I went on and then realized that when they teach math, when they taught us math at Tulane, I was a math major, right? And I went all the way through. I got my degree. But they really want the best students, and they feel like those are the only ones that count. And they miss something really important, because I got a tremendous amount out of that math degree. Even though I, like I said at the beginning, I wasn't at the top of the class. There was one moment when I took a summer class. I took one class and I stayed for the summer. And that really worked. Because if I could just focus on that one subject, then I got really good at it. And it was a thing called analysis, which was what comes after calculus. After calculus and differential equations, if you want to keep going, the next thing is analysis. And it's all very abstract, and it requires you get into your mind in a very different way than the engineering. What people think of as math is more like engineering math, arithmetic and maybe a little bit of trigonometry and geometry and stuff. But it's not. This isn't like that. This is like really. It's pushing your mind. It's like exercise for your mind. It gets your mind into shape. It teaches you. These are things that I don't think the math professors are really much aware of this. I think the math professors had this all along. They didn't have to learn how to do it. But not so for me. I got a lot out of it. And as you may know, I went from there to becoming a programmer, because that's what I really loved. More than the math, I loved the programming. I called it Math in Motion. And, the motion in math, if you're doing pure math, has to come in your own head. You don't get an external. That has to be, you have to synthesize that. And it's true in computer stuff, too, because what you're perceiving as motion isn't really motion. You know, if you're writing a loop or a procedure, or you're factoring something, or, all the operations you do to make the thing happen for the user using the computer. There's the motion. It's the, And it's like when you're using a computer, you're using a shitload of math, okay? There's a lot of math going on in there. And it's not complicated math, but there's a lot of it. Let's be clear. And that's where the complexity comes into. And you build, make your tools better and better and better. And hopefully... And then that allows you to manage more and more complexity. It means you can build bigger things that do more, and or maybe do more for you, so you don't have to do as much. And it certainly has been my experience over the time I've been in software, is that the problems that I attempt to solve now include solutions to problems that I solved 20 years ago, 30 years ago. So they're doing more things for you. It's good. It's building. It's, evolution, bootstrapping. And it's like building a city, really. So the point I wanted to make was, which had more value? The teaching of the math celebrities that goes on all the time, or the very rare thing of a professor at Lehman College finding a student who was, it was possible to turn this kid, possible to turn him on and give him a skill, develop something in him that otherwise never would have had a chance to develop. It simply couldn't have happened another way. I'm sure there were other kinds of learning that I didn't get, right? I mean, I did reach out. I tried art history. I tried art. I took a music class, symphonic music, all because I wanted to try all these things out and see what would happen. But the real resonance was with Professor Isaacs, Lehman College, Bronx, New York. It wasn't any glory to this, except it really was glorious. And I just think that we ought to do that more often. We ought to see the possibility of human intellect development through other things. Sometimes you learn things by taking detours. I learned something that if you just stand on a street corner and you're waiting for the light to turn so that you can cross the street, watch yourself and see which foot you put out first. It's always going to be the same foot. And then, and so once you're absolutely sure you know which one it is, then do it with the other foot and see what happens. You'll get smarter. Believe it or not, that makes you smarter. It breaks you out of patterns and lets you see things that you otherwise wouldn't. Everything that you do that is off your beaten path, it will give you access to more of your intellect. And it'll be fun too, believe it or not. Sounds stupid, right? But it actually is. Okay, that's it. That's all I got. Talk to you later. Bye.